listener production.
Hey there, Alastair Kirkby with your local briefing. Almost 30,000 current and former BHP workers could be entitled to a share of hundreds of millions of dollars in back pay. Issues with certain allowances and entitlements dating back to 2010 have been identified in a preliminary review. The mining giant has apologised to those impacted and says it is working to rectify and remediate the issues as quickly as possible. Soon-to-be Deputy Premier Rita Saffiotti says it's been a hectic and chaotic couple of days. Labor Caucus will meet on Tuesday to sign off on the leadership change, with Roger Cook to become Premier. While Ms Saffiotti has told the ABC, Mark McGowan's decision to retire is still sinking in.
Monday was complete shock, sadness and shock. I didn't expect it, and I'm still processing that because he's been part of my working life for 25 years. And over that time, he's become a good friend and a great mentor. So still processing that.
It's hoped a new campaign will attract more female workers into the male-dominated meat industry. The More Than Meets the Eye campaign is being rolled out by the Australian Meat Processor Corporation, raising awareness of the importance of diversifying the workforce. The corporation's Vanita Chappell says they've reported many benefits.
The great thing about women is that obviously they bring diversity to the workforce. They also improve the culture of the workforce, and they also help with productivity.
It's the first day of winter, with calls for more blood donors for this year's cold and flu season. The Red Cross needs 8,500 people with A and O blood types to donate over the next fortnight. It comes as around 2,000 donors are cancelling their appointments every week due to cold and flu symptoms. Local sport, round 5 of Bridgetown Netball gets underway tonight. Daff Mech take on the Eagles on court 1 at 6 o'clock, while Boyup Brook clash against the Aztecs at the same time on court 3, and later on the Predettes are up against the Royals on court 1.